Perhaps one of the least pleasant places to be in the heat of the summer is prison. More fights break out and tensions rise between inmates and officers. Now, as NHPR's Emily Corwin reports, an increasingly short-staffed corps of officers are having an ever harder time keeping order in New Hampshire's prisons.
Corrections Sergeant Justin Jardine has been working three double shifts, or 64 hours, every week. He just got off work.
So I worked 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., went home, showered, I got to bed around 1, got back up at 6, and was back at work for 7 o'clock this morning.
Younger officers, Jardine says, work more like 4 or 5 double shifts a week. The overtime is forced, meaning if Jardine refuses, he'll be disciplined. And although you can volunteer to work overtime shifts that fit your schedule, often officers only find out they can't go home once they get to work. The money is good. Overtime earns time and a half. A sergeant like Jardine can walk home with almost $70,000 a year. But
no matter how money hungry you are, no one wants to do that for years on end. And it's been years now.
For more than a decade, New Hampshire prisons have been under huge pressure. Prison population has grown while staff has shrunk. In 2004, administrators concluded the Concord Prison for Men needs 371 officers to operate normally. It needs 277 for critical operations. Right now, they're down to 198. Initially, positions were left vacant due to budget cuts across the department. But now, Warden Richard Gary says the problem is finding qualified recruits.
We get a lot of applications, but then putting them through the different steps in a hiring process, a lot either don't show up that have applied, or they don't pass the hiring phases.
There may be a snowball effect, too. The worse the working conditions, the harder it is to convince new folks to sign on. But for Commissioner Bill Wren, the scary part is that this recruitment problem is about to get a lot worse.
Our employees' average age is increasing. And with the increased average age out there, the ability for people to retire is very evident.
Officers can retire as young as age 45, and a 2012 state audit warned the more burned out they are, the more likely it is they'll take their benefits and run. In fact, the department has lost many more officers than they've hired for 5 years running. Governor Hassan says all this overtime is bad news for New Hampshire.
It strains really dedicated state employees, and it strains our budget.
Over the last 4 years, paying overtime has cost the state $3.5 million more than it would have spent paying full-time employees. Governor Hassan says she and Commissioner Wren are trying to fix things.
We have redesigned the process, everything from putting application forms online to making sure that we could pre-schedule the physical agility tests.
The Department of Corrections still has only one employee responsible for recruitment and hiring. But now 27 staff volunteers are going to job fairs, even making follow-up calls to applicants who fail to show up on test days. But there may be a bigger problem.
New Hampshire's economy is doing well.
A.T. Wall is president of the Association of State Correctional Administrators. He says prison jobs are hard. They require nights and weekends, and they're dangerous. So, of course, people opt for other jobs in a place like New Hampshire, where unemployment is low.
And where correctional officer salaries and benefits lag behind what somebody could make in another position.
Right now, correctional officer salaries start at $33,500. Starting salaries at local police departments are at least $10,000 higher. Policymakers are not talking about immediately boosting salaries. And Governor Hassan says she wants to test the new application process first. But in the meantime, things at the Concord State Prison for Men are not good. Inmate Eric Grant has been here for 24 years on a second-degree murder charge. He says he's found officers who should be watching security cameras dead asleep.
It happens. I'm not going to say all the time, but I mean, in front of him, there could be an assault going on. He wouldn't see it.
Grant says staff cutbacks have consequences. As staffing levels have dropped, inmate assaults have risen 30% during the last decade. Recidivism rates are up 60%. Of course, there's more to those numbers than just staffing. Prisons are overcrowded. There are growing racial tensions and increased drug use. At the same time, treatment programs and classes, even visiting hours and sports have been cut back. As Grant sees it, when it comes to inmates' behavior,
everything's related to everything when it comes down to that.
And with 55 officers becoming eligible for retirement this year, the staffing shortage may get worse before it gets better. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.